whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch, shout out to your boy Neil, Big Tone Loke fan. He told me that when we were
Neil,
the bar
Neil
in Dallas.
Rosenblit.
Yeah, dude, he loves Tone Loke. All right, B, I got a question for you.
Scott.
Saints have asked for an interview with Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
The New Orleans Saints.
All right.
What, if any, impact does it make that Cliff Kingsbury, I think it was the preseason, but suited up in a New Orleans uniform, had the fleur-de-lis on his helmet?
I don't think it makes that big of a difference. I think what it comes down to is the opportunity, what control he's going to have and how much money they offer. And for those people that sit up here that act like they got their head stuck in the sand, when you have a season like they had, you're going to get interest. Cliff still has the ability to say no because of what he has, but he also has the right to move on if he wants to. And I believe the way that they, like I said this yesterday, or day before yesterday, the way that they built this staff, they knew that some of the people that they have on their staff may get interest.
Here's all I could say. If New Orleans ain't it, period.
You know,
I love the city, B. It's not about the city.
But it's
they are currently minus $50 million on the salary cap.
Yeah, I understand that. But
like, they're just a mess.
I understand that, but it's only 32 of them out there.
And I get that.
A lot of times, you know, what Ben Johnson did last year doesn't happen very often.
I get that. But I think, and you tell me if you agree with this, I think on your second job, when you've made some money, like the notion that anybody should be happy with enough money is silly. Like, go back and watch Wall Street and save me your pearl clutching about how many yachts can you water ski behind. Everybody wants more
money.
How many
you want?
Right. This is America. Like, it's easy if you're driving in your car and traffic sucks and you're like, oh, we'll just stay here. He's already making money. You would leave for another job too. So yeah. I don't do that, right?
In a heartbeat.
But I do think knowing things, knowing how the NFL works, knowing the difference between good ownership, bad ownership, knowing the difference between good situation, bad situation, like, for a second job, I do think that stuff matters. It doesn't mean you're not going to take it, you're not going to interview, you're not going to look at everything. But I think you do a much better job of discerning what is better. You know what I mean? And I, as of now, honestly, I think the Bears' job would be better. Unless you have legit questions about Bears' ownership, I understand. I feel like you've got a weird – they can tell me all they want that Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles are on the same page. I don't believe you. There's just an inherent power struggle brewing there that if it isn't already happening. But the Bears, if you believe in Caleb Williams, and I think there's still plenty of reason to, if you believe in Caleb Williams, or at least you aren't convinced we've seen the finished product – right? Like, if you believe in that, they have $80 million cap space, good pick situation. The Bears, to me, are a significantly better job than New Orleans for the long term.
But you can walk into there with that mindset, like you just stated. But they also can have somebody, they can say, listen, you get a chance to bring in a GM and you all get the chance to fix this thing and we're going to pay you this dollar amount, blah, blah, blah. Things happen. When you get in a negotiation, you go in, a lot of times you go into places where I'm not doing this. And then you hear everything you wanted to hear. So, but I don't have an issue with Cliff getting these interviews and things like that. Because that's what happens in the NFL when you're successful.
Agree with that. Like, this, These are good problems to have. Yeah. It stinks that this is going to be a talking point this week when they have a wild card game, but that's also life in the NFL. Like, you think Detroit wants to deal with it? Ben Johnson's actually taking interviews. Aaron Glenn's actually taking interviews. Yeah. They're doing them virtually, but they're doing them right now.
They're doing them.
Now, maybe it helps. They don't know who their next opponent's going to be yet, all that kind of stuff. But
In that situation, they don't know who their next opponent is, but they have a possibility of who they could be. So they have to work on two or three different teams at this point.
Yep.
So they're still working, but one thing about it is, if you are successful in this league, you're going to garner interest, and you still are a professional. You know, Kyle was getting interest when they were going to the Super Bowl, and his offense looked great for a half, and then he messed it up for the next. He still got a job, right?
Yeah. You know what's interesting about the Niners? They have had a ton of turnover on that coaching staff.
Yeah.
What I find interesting, too, is that it's the DCs, typically. Like, it was only – when did they lost the Super Bowl last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm trying to remember. Who was the DC that they fired, like, 2 days later? Steve Wilks.
Yeah.
So they fired him. I think they blamed him for, like, running a zero blitz late in that game. Prior to that, they had DeMeco Ryans. He got the job in Houston. So they were pretty settled when they had DeMeco. Prior to that, it was Salah who got the job with the Jets. I mean, some of this is just guys getting jobs. Those are good problems to have. I think they just fired their DC again. I know they also fired their special teams coordinator. When I hear of a dude – it's been to two Super Bowls in 6 years, and then they're clearing out their staff. That I'm curious if you hear the same thing, B. Feels like they're getting some pressure.
They're getting pressure.
Hey, we got to shake some stuff up. Don't you think?
They're getting pressure, but it's also self-preservation, too.
Of course.
Oh, I'm getting rid of this side of the ball because that's the problem. Well, in that game that they were playing against, I think was it Detroit? Yeah. They kept throwing the football. And Purdy threw two interceptions late in the game. How about you run the damn football? You didn't learn from the Super Bowl that you lost?
That Detroit game was final. They lost 34-40 to Detroit at home. And I think they're already knocked out of the playoffs, but it would have been the kind of win that shows, like, hey, we still have the talent. We just dealt with all these injuries.
But they kept tossing it in the end. Purdy had 370 yards passing. Kyle was trying to get the 400 so he could make sure his offense looked good.
They had 475 yards of offense,
but a weak,
75
weak arm guy at a point after he started throwing it too much, started throwing it to the other team.
Would you give Purdy the bag, B? I think you'd like him.
I like him. And in this league today, hell, he's better than most of them out there. I mean, just because he was the last person in a draft doesn't mean I wouldn't pay him. Because there are a lot of guys that were drafted in the first 10 picks that he's better than.
Totally.
So, but the thing about it is you have to also protect him. If he keeps throwing it 30, 40 times, he's going to end up making a mistake.
I think paying Purdy is not necessarily about Purdy, because I understand the hesitation to be like, oh, my God, Brock Purdy's worth $50 million.
You better up that a little bit. That was $50 million last year. Remember, Daniel Jones got about that.
He got 45, right?
Okay, so that $50 million going to go up.
It is. The problem isn't, oh, my God, I got to pay Brock that, because that's just the rate.
Yeah.
The problem is, oh, my God, what does it do to the rest of my cap? When we come back, Will Brinson joins the program.